Thank you for tuning in to the best parenting show on the internet, Post Daily Dose.
Good evening, Facebook family. Welcome to another episode of Post Daily Dose with me, your trusted parenting advisor, faithful guide, and servant on the healing journey. What's my name? Big Papa Brian Post. Hope everyone's doing fantastic on this wonderful Thursday. It's been very sunny here in Oklahoma, so I've been enjoying it very much. Today, we're going to talk about a question from Irene from Ireland. Irene the Irish. Irene has a very good question. And it's, hey, Heidi. And Heidi, I mentioned you this morning. I have to get that write-up for you. I promise to get that done. I'm going to do that tomorrow, so I'll email it to you first thing in the morning. So Irene has a very good question that a lot of parents have got. One of my big, long gray hairs just sticking right up. See if I can't just tuck that in there a little bit. There we go. Makeup. I think you're falling down on the job. Not really a makeup. I'm too pretty to need a makeup person. I'm not like all those regular news people. I just show up, look beautiful, and the rest just magically happens. Hello there, Caitlin. Yes, good evening, Brenda. Okay, so here's Irene's question. Irene says, how do I calm myself when my child is in the midst of his own meltdown? So he's having a meltdown. She gets overwhelmed. She can't go away and calm herself because he has separation and abandonment anxiety. Separation anxiety and abandonment challenges. And so then she can't go away because then that just escalates the situation, but she feels like she can't stay because that escalates the situation because she can't calm herself down and he can't calm himself down. And it's like they create this big negative feedback loop. And that is so common, Irene. You are not alone when it comes to that dynamic. So I'm so thankful that you asked it. So here's the thing. Actually, it reminds me because I've got this trauma training that I'm going to be doing May 22nd in Beverly Hills. And it's going to be for therapists and parent coaches. And one of the things we're going to be talking about, in fact, one of the things I'm going to do tomorrow, I think, is I came up with this title in my head, the Zen of Trauma Therapy. And it talks about these three things, non-judgment, mindfulness, and courage. Well, what makes me mention those things, Irene, is because what I hear is that in the midst of your child's emotional overwhelm, you start dropping into your own emotional overwhelm and you're finding it really hard to get yourself regulated and to regulate him at the same time. And then you can't leave. So now you're feeling trapped. So what that tells me is that you're probably having a traumatic reaction of some sort yourself, feeling trapped. And I would say at some point you felt helpless. And so here's what I'm going to suggest that you do, because I would imagine that you and your son's emotional overwhelm mimics one another. So whatever state of emotional overwhelm he goes into, you're probably dropping into a similar state. Whatever state you drop into, he's probably dropping into a similar state. So both of you are in this overwhelming place of fear and helplessness and not knowing what to do and not feeling. So then you don't feel safe with one another. You don't feel safe by yourself. It just feels unsafe. Here's what I'm going to encourage you to do. And this will not be easy, but it will be powerful. The next time your son begins to melt down, I want you to breathe into your body. Breathe into your body. Hey, Ronnie Sue and the Aldrich family, I want you to breathe into your body instead of needing to go, because see, you call it going away to calm yourself, but really what you're doing is wanting to run away. That's probably how you've regained control in the past. I want you to breathe into your body. He's escalating. He's having an emotional outburst. And I want you to ask yourself, I want you to say to yourself, how am I feeling? How am I feeling? How am I feeling? And I want you to map your body because it's showing up in your chest. That's where it's at. So it's showing up in your chest. And I want you to just breathe into it. I want you to put your hands on your chest while he's having his outburst, where you would usually want to try to get away to calm yourself, which really isn't calming yourself. It's making yourself feel safe, but it's really you're running from a threat, and then he can't let you go because he's overwhelmed. So I want you to stay right with him. I want you to breathe in, and I want you to say to him, I feel scared. I feel so scared. I feel so scared. I feel so scared. And whatever it is that he's presenting to you, I want you to say, and I can tell you feel scared too. I can tell you feel angry too. I can tell you don't know what to do. And I can tell that you want me to help you feel safe. And I feel so scared right now. I just feel so scared. And I want you to drop into that. I want you to drop into that emotion. And I want you to cry. And I want you to let go of that feeling. So I want you to open up. I want you to open up what there's something in there that you've been holding that his emotional outburst triggers. And so I want you to breathe into it. Put your hands on your chest because that's where it's at. It's right. Oh, gosh, I feel it. It's so, whew. It's right there, sister. Right there. Breathe into it. Say, I feel scared. I feel scared. I feel scared. Be right there with him. Say, I'm here. I'm not going anywhere. I just feel scared. I just feel scared. We're going to get through this. We're going to be safe. I feel so scared right now. And I can tell you feel so scared right now. And just go into it. Just go into it. And you're going to drop into your emotions in no time flat. And then what he's probably going to do is drop into his emotions too. And then you're both going to have probably a good breakthrough, a good emotional breakthrough, and then you can hug, and you can squeeze one another, and then you can talk about what it is that you're feeling when you go into these places, and maybe you can tell him that story that you've been holding in all this time, and then maybe he can share a story with you. That's what I want you to do. And any parent who is, and I call these emotional invitations, your child is giving you an emotional invitation. A lot of times they're giving you emotional invitations into their emotional world. Sometimes they're giving you emotional invitations into your own experience. Now, let me tell you guys a story. I've got 3 minutes. A friend of mine, Douglas, we've been friends for 20 years. He's a trauma therapist too. He actually lives out in California. And 70 years old. Guy's just, you know, he's a magical therapist. He went on a trip to Mexico. He was just telling me this story today. He said they went horseback riding, and he's a pretty good-sized guy. He said, but they gave him the smallest horse out of the whole group. He's the biggest guy with the smallest horse. So he was riding this horse, and he said the whole time the horse was turning around trying to bite him, trying to bite him, trying to bite him. He said he spent his whole trip just trying to stay on the horse and not let the horse bite him or not let the horse run away. And he said by the time he got back, he was just miserable. He was sore. He was beat up. He felt bruised. And he said that night he just felt so bad, and he fell asleep. He said he woke up in the middle of the night just feeling horrible. And he said he had a flash. The way he was feeling was the same way he felt as a little boy after his dad beat on him. And so Douglas, being Douglas and understanding the power of trauma work, went into the emotion of the experience and gave into it and had a good deep cry, and his partner was there with him to support him. And he came through and he felt great and relaxed. And he said, you know what? I feel less fearful overall. And we were like, that's so cool, because the horse gave him an emotional invitation. That horse knew something that Douglas was not conscious of himself. And that horse's battering of him, that horse's badgering of him, that whole trip is what created the catalyst for Douglas to heal some trauma in his life that he'd been carrying since he was a 6-7-year-old little boy. And he had been violently abused from the time he was an infant. So that pain that he felt in his body had been carrying that pain his whole life. He's 70 years old. And just by going into it, going into the emotion of it, not being afraid of it, going into it, expressing it, feeling it, and then integrating it, it's integrating it. And then when you do that, there's so much power that comes from that. It's so beautiful. And that's where we come back to that non-judgment, that mindfulness, and that courage. So Irene, I hope that helps. I hope that helps you all. Just remember, hey, Mary, always good to see you. Hey, Dan. Oh, yes, animals are so very wise. In any given situation, we always have two choices. We can continue to react from the same imprints and blueprints of stress and fear and overwhelm, or we can stop. We can slow down. We can take 3 to 10 deep breaths. We can breathe into that pain center in our bodies. We can give into it, and we can choose love. God bless you. Big Papa loves you. Hope you have a fantastic evening. We'll see you tomorrow.